Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech Media is provided by UK2.net, web hosting for everyone, and sponsored by Large Software. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com right now and enter our code POD2 to get your special bundled offer. Your source for everything that's happening in media tech, this is BagelTech Media, episode number 37 for Wednesday, January 26, 2011. The Slingbox Pirate. Hello, everyone, and welcome to your Wednesday edition of BagelTech Media. I'm Kyle Swagger. It is great to have you on board for our first installment, that's right, of BagelTech Media for this week. Of course, we do the show twice a week, Wednesday and Saturday editions of the show, and this is the place where we're going to get you caught up on what's happening in media technology. You know, we're talking about video on here. We're talking about audio on here. We're talking about how it's affecting you, the consumer. That's what we do on this show twice a week. Of course, BagelTech Media is part of the BagelTech Network, and you can find this show and other great BagelTech shows just by going over to BagelTechNews.com. That is our network website, and you can find, like I said, this show, Droid Show, latest tech news happening over there, be it Apple with our Mac show, to Android with our Droid Show. I mean, it is all covered on the BagelTech Network. Also, BagelTech Media is proud to be a member of the Tech Podcast Network as well. You can find us over there as well at techpodcast.com, and you can find the video version of the show by heading over to techpodcast.tv. Now, we've had a lot of media tech news actually happen since the weekend, and one that's quite disturbing to me, one that I'm very, very concerned about, and it's one I'm actually going to lead off with. So without further ado, let's get into what's happening in media technology news. All right, as I was saying, the first story is quite disturbing, and I don't know what's going to become of it. I'm looking, honestly, for other governments to follow suit. This story actually happened on Monday, and it has been very, very low under the radar. In fact, I've only found just very few sources. One was actually in Japanese that I had to translate in Google, just so I could understand what was being said. And, pretty much what this is, if you guys are familiar with Slingbox, right? We love Slingbox. It's a fantastic device. You hook it up to your TV or to your satellite cable box. From that, you hook it up to the internet. Then you can watch all your channels anywhere you are in the world, as long as, of course, you have your code and you load that Sling, the Sling software on your PC. It's fantastic. And apparently, they have a very similar device in Japan. I could not find out what it's exactly called, but it's just exactly like the Slingbox. It's just a different name. Well, apparently, the maker of this Slingbox-type device being sued by the Tokyo Broadcasting Corporation. That's right. Being sued by them. Why? Well, they're saying that they're claiming that the TV forwarding or place shifting and recording or moving of normal TV signals from its intended source is illegal. I know, all this mumble jumble law stuff, right? It's illegal. That's what they're saying. You can't do that. Here's the scary part, people. The Japanese Supreme Court said, you're right. It is illegal. They ruled in the favor of the Japan Broadcasting Corporation. This has got, oh boy, written all over it. First and foremost, this kind of takes me back. This kind of takes us back to what we mean by forwarding, if I can get that out, our video and audio. Now, it takes me back to the early days of cable. When it came through the coax, it was analog. Sometimes you had a cable box. Then we got to a point where our TVs could handle it. And the cable companies at that time, that's why they wanted to sell you that little converter box at first. When it was still analog cable, they wanted you to have that box so they could charge you for that box. And that way you couldn't split the signal. Well, our TVs got better. They were able to take all of the channels that were being provided by our cable providers, and we could split it ourselves. It got to a point where the cable companies, although reluctantly, kind of said, yeah, all right, fine. You want to split it, that's your problem. If there's a signal degradation, fine. Ain't our problem, don't complain about it. But they kind of turned a blind eye to it later on. Well, in a sense, then we got to the digital age. And then we had the box back again with encryption. Now, we never really got out of that. There wasn't really any way of forwarding your signal anymore. You had to have another box. So they got us on that, didn't they? Then along came the Sling Box, and it changed everything. And there was a whole deal about this years ago when it was first out about, using it for illegal purposes, people were actually charging people to actually use a sling block so they can watch it in other countries and these kind of things. Heard about a lot of it actually here in the Philippines, hearing about people actually, you know, having sling boxes set up in the States so they can watch U.S. Content over here, which if you're not the user, it's illegal. Well, now we're on to this. This changes the game once again. You bought the box. You're forwarding the content to yourself. And now the Japanese government is telling their citizens that's illegal. You can't do that. Huge implication. Oh my God. This is huge. I mean, are other governments going to follow suit on this? My gut feeling, yes. Because the media companies, the lobbyists, everybody's going to want them to. If it's one thing I've known from day one, Dish Network, DirecTV, these are players in the U.S., Comcast especially, and Comcast has been in the news quite a bit lately. They don't like Slingbox. They don't like the idea that you could have this extra device forwarding what you already pay for. Essentially, it's another set-top box that you're not paying for. Although, you can watch it anywhere in the world, which makes it twice as bad for them. We need to keep an eye on this, and this could be something that I think we could be seeing stateside later this year. And to see it in Japan, of all places, and to hear their court system saying, yeah, it's illegal. Very, very, very scary. I wanted to bring it up first because, again, one story this week that just seems to have gotten no attention whatsoever, and I wanted to bring to the forefront for you guys. So you make the decision. I have a feeling most of you right now that listen to the show or watch this show are not happy about it. I certainly am not. And let's make sure that this thing doesn't travel elsewhere. Hopefully, there's still time for our Japanese listeners of this podcast to do something about it. Because, guys, stand up. It to me, you have every right to do that. You bought the device. You have every right to forward it as long as it's to yourself. You're not, you know, breaking any laws there. As long as it's for your own personal use, you should be able to. Look for this actually. This kind of just pops into my mind right now. Look for this actually. There'll be a way around this. We're like, oh, yes, well, fine. You can pay another small fee, a forwarding fee, you know, to forward your content to yourself through your cable provider every month. Yeah, look for that to happen. Any way to get more money, as they always say. But we'll keep an eye on this for you here at the podcast, and we'll let you know if this matter pushes into other countries. All right, moving on now. I know that was a bit long, guys, but we had to get that out on the table. Next one is the Pirate Bay. What? They're still around? Yeah. Pirate Bay's still there, and they're kind of taking on the music industry once again. Pirate Bay has hinted that their next venture is going to be a music sharing site. And from what we're hearing, this thing might be actually launched in April. Pirate Bay, yeah, remember they got sued and then they said, oh, well, we can't pay you and there's nothing you can do about it. You're not taking us down. They're the most arrogant people on the internet, as far as I'm concerned, the Pirate Bay people are. And they're proving their point once again. Of course, torrents, all of this sort of thing, it's a big controversy. RIAA, MPAA, all these people hate the Pirate Bay. Somehow, they're still there. This is why I always say that it does no good to actually go after these people. Spend the money on trying to actually lower the cost of digital music distribution and not worrying about these people because they're not going to go anywhere. It's pretty obvious. They've been taken to court. They've been found guilty. They're still there. They transfer servers. They do the hop frog thing and they're still there. Now they're coming out with something that they say is going to scare the music industry. We don't know what it's going to be like. There's not much details right now. They're saying music sharing service. So look for something. Maybe like a peer-to-peer thing. We're not 100% sure. Could be like LimeWire, which was shut down very recently. Who knows? We could have another Napster type thing on our hands. I'd say we're kind of out of those days now, but you know, maybe not. Torrents have kind of ruled. And, this is the Pirate Bay's way of saying, ha ha, you can't shut us down. And by all means, RIAA and MPAA, you haven't done anything. In fact, you've probably made the problem even worse. Speaking of open it up, very cool hack this week that will probably be shut down here pretty soon. And we are talking about AirPlay. AirPlay, Apple. This is saying it's going to be supposedly taking us all by storm this year, the AirPlay for Apple devices. Well, if you got a Linux machine, you're in luck because you can also take advantage of AirPlay now thanks to a nice little hack. Apparently what this is, you have a media player called, I believe it's called Tutim. Now, don't quote me on that. I'm not exactly sure if that's what it's called, but it's a media player that's in most distributions of Linux. And essentially what you do, you install this little plugin on top of, with that media player, should I say, not really on top of it, but with it, and enables you to start streaming Apple AirPlay content from your Apple devices to your Linux PC or vice versa. This is great, actually, you know, with, if you have like Apple TV or these kind of things, although most people that have Linux probably don't have an Apple TV, they probably have something else. But it's a nice little hack, and the question is, how long will it stay around? Probably not too long. No, and Apple, they'll find a way to patch this. They want everything to harmonize in their universe, not the Linux one. Of course, you know, in a sense, Mac OS is kind of based off Unix. Let's not forget that. But I thought this was kind of nice, and it does kind of bring it to a whole new world for all our Linux people. I know a lot of people actually use Ubuntu, and actually that's where I've seen this being used when I caught the story this week. So if you have Ubuntu and you have this Tutim media player, again, don't quote me on how I'm saying that, install this plugin on top of it, and you can be streaming Apple AirPlay content to your Linux machine. How nice. Our last story I'm going to touch on just briefly is the new BBC iPlayer has been announced, and what they're going to be doing is bringing TV channels, program information, basically with on-demand content, live content as well, also archive content. This is kind of interesting for all of our British listeners, and also, should I say, our listeners that are actually in the U.S. that pay for a subscription to this thing. Now, we're not hearing yet or yay or nay, really, if this is going to be offered internationally. It should be. I mean, you're paying for that subscription service already, so you should be able to have access to this. But definitely it's going to be out in Britain. They're doing this as a money-saving thing. I mean, we're talking like £34 million are going to save annually by doing this sort of collaboration of content together. And hopefully, we're going to be seeing this launching pretty soon. It does sound nice, especially the archive content, giving you probably, I would imagine, access to a lot of great classic BBC shows throughout the years. It remains to be seen, but if they're saving £34 million pounds a year, hopefully, by saving that much money, they can actually put a little bit more into the service and make it a little bit more enticing and exciting for you guys. Well, that's going to wrap up your midweek installment of BagelTech Media. Once again, guys, thank you so much for taking the time to tune in and download us. If it's your first time listening, thank you for checking out the podcast. Get subscribed. It's very simple to do. Head on over to BagelTechMedia.com. That's actually our click-through site right now. It will take you over to our show page at BagelTechNews.com. When you're over there, when you find the site, when you find the place, get subscribed to the audio or video edition of the podcast. We're also available on iTunes. We're also available in the Zune Marketplace as well, both audio and video editions. You can also find us on YouTube as well. We're also at blip.tv. You can also find us on the Roku and BoxyBox as well for our video editions of the podcast. Also, stay up to date with us on Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter at Bagel Tech Media. You can also follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Again, Kyle Swagger with one G. Before we head out, though, I got to thank our sponsors, UK2.net. They make this podcast possible, as well as all of the podcasts on the Bagel Tech Network. Head on over to BagelTechNews.com right now. Click that click-through over there where you say UK2.net. That way they know we're sending you, and it takes you to their homepage, and you can see some great reliable web hosting packages they have, some great domain names at great prices that they can get for you. UK2.net. They keep this network alive, so by supporting them, you are supporting us here at the BagelTech Network. Also, our other sponsor, Large Software, MakeMyPCNew.com is the place. POD2 is our code. Get your password management and PC tune-up software. It's a great bundle deal. Normally $60, it's $30 through us, but you got to use that code, POD2. That is our code, MakeMyPCNew.com, for that. Also, email us here at the podcast. We'd love to get it from you, and I love to answer it. It's BagelTechMedia@gmail.com. BagelTechMedia@gmail.com. Always love to hear from each and every one of you. And once again, I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. I'll see you back here on Saturday for BagelTech Media. This is your source for everything that's happening in media tech. Well, that's going to wrap up your midweek edition of BagelTech Media. Once again, guys, thank you for taking the time to tune in and download us. Let's do that one more time. Take two.